Nederland.
Zo, nou, ja. Dan kan het wel weer doen, niet?
Nou, dat vind ik ook. Radio Texel.
Het laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek. Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit Radio Texel.
Word jij onze penningmeester? Meer info via redactie@radiotessel.nl. Gericht en efficiënt reclame maken? Via Radio Texel wordt uw boodschap gehoord. Alle info over mogelijkheden en voordelige tarieven? reclame@radiotessel.nl.
Trots op Texel. Radio Texel. Het nieuws van 1 uur.
Robert Baltus met het NOS-journaal. De gemeente Den Haag roept deelnemers aan het boerenprotest op om zonder tractoren naar het Malieveld te gaan. Vanochtend vroeg is in de stad een noodbevel ingegaan. Actiegroep Farmers Defence Force heeft een protest aangekondigd voor het begin van de middag. In de eerste instantie wilde de groep bij het tijdelijk kamergebouw demonstreren, maar de gemeente vindt die plek te klein. Vanochtend werden trekkers in Den Haag door de politie naar een parkeerplaats geleid. Op de A28 haalde de politie verschillende tractoren van de weg en kregen bestuurders een bekeuring. In Politiek Den Haag is kwaad gereageerd. Nu onbekende namen en telefoonnummers van CDA-kamerleden hebben verspreid die zich met landbouw bezighouden. Vandaag is een debat over het mislukte landbouwakkoord. Premier Rutte spreekt van pure intimidatie. CDA-leider Heerma noemt de oproep schofterig. De politie heeft op 25 plekken in Nederland invallen gedaan vanwege een groot onderzoek naar plofkraken in Duitsland. Zo werden een garagebox in Den Bosch en een woonwagenkamp in Os doorzocht. Daar werden explosieven gevonden die vaak worden gebruikt bij plofkraken. In Den Bosch zijn 3 woonlagen van een flat ontruimd waar veel senioren woonden. In de kelder werden explosieven gevonden. De politie vangt de ouderen op in een verpleeghuis. De explosieve opruimingsdienst doet onderzoek. In Amsterdam verzetten zo'n 30 instanties zich tegen de komst van een nieuw erotisch centrum. Dat moet een oplossing zijn voor de overlast en criminaliteit op de Wallen. De 30 instanties, zoals ondernemers, hotels en een voetbalclub, zeggen in een manifest dat de gemeente beter de problemen op de Wallen zelf kan aanpakken. Het weer bewolkt en af en toe een bui. In Limburg kans op onweer. Voor de buien uit wordt het 23 graden. Morgen op veel plaatsen zon, een enkele bui en iets koeler dan vandaag. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Het laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek. Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit
Radio Texel.
Het beste van het eiland. Radio Texel.
Leef je uit deze zomer. De Winkelwagenshow.
En dan volgt hier extra muziekinformatie.
De muzikale verantwoording voor uur nummer 1 van de Winkelwagenshow. U kunt uw formulier bij de hand houden. Phil Collins, Pascal Jacobsen speelt live. Forrest. We hebben Emma Steinbacken. We hebben een mashup van Phil Collins en Michael Jackson. The Flying Pickets met 3 nummers. David Garrick. Loreen. Black Legend. Dat zijn de smaakmakers van uur nummer 1.
Tot zover deze muziekinformatie.
Dit is de Winkelwagenshow.
Met uw winkelbediende van vandaag, Peter van Vlokhoven.
He's a job with a little respect, so he could get out while he can. We always need to hear both sides of the story. Night. Young faces high in the shadows,
shrugs to his sister and says, looks like it's just us from now on. All we always need to hear both sides of the story. We need to hear both sides of the story. And the lights are all on, the world is watching now. People looking for truth, we must not fail now. Be sure, before we close our eyes. Been drawn. They've been fighting here, please. But now there's killing on the streets. While small coffins are lined up sadly, now united in defeat. All we always need to hear both sides of the story. Well, the lights are on.
Tijd voor Pascal Jacobsen deel 2. Vorige week hebben we al een opname laten horen van Zout Lande. Diezelfde dag maakte hij ook een tweede opname. Luister mee naar Een Mooie Dag. En kijk eens naar buiten. Het is een mooie dag.
Dans de zomer door. Wij zorgen voor de beste hits.
Peter van Vlokhoven in de Winkelwagenshow.
De zintuigheid begint.
De rivier, de stilte en de droogte en de leegte van dit hier. De hemel en de aarde, de wijdheid van het land en de wijsheid van één man. Was mij genoeg. Er is niets waar ik op wacht. Morgen blijft het nacht. Ik overdag mijn zorgen en de wereld. En alle keren dat ik wakker lag, ik besloot. Wat een mooie dag. Wat een mooie dag. De grond, het gras, de wegen naar de horizon die trilt. De tijd is hier de ruimte. En de diepte hier is wild. De onzin en de noodzaak, ze naderen de grens. En de liefde van één. Was mij genoeg. Er is niets waar ik op wacht. Morgen blijft het nacht. Ik overdag mijn zorgen en de wereld. En alle keren dat ik wakker lag, ik besloot. Wat een mooie dag. Wat een mooie dag. Er is niets waar ik op wacht. Morgen blijft het nacht, ik overdag mijn zorgen en de wereld. En alle keer dat ik wakker lag, ik besloot. Wat een mooie dag, wat een mooie dag voor de dood.
Pascal Jacobsen van Bluff bezong het al, een mooie dag. En kijk eens naar buiten. Het is een prachtige dag hier bij Monique Internationaal, ook op zee. En trouwens, als het mooi weer is, dan zitten er veel mensen op het water. Want dobberend in een bootje, dat is een bezigheid wat veel mensen bijzonder leuk vinden. Over boten gesproken. De volgende klacht gaat over een boot.
Mijn naam is Diggy Dex en ik luister altijd naar Peters Winkelwagenshow. Dat zou jij ook moeten doen.
Tsikiti!
Ja, met Peter uit Hoofddorp. Ik wil eens eventjes klagen over die marineschepen die gisteren weg zijn gegaan. Hebben jullie al die mensen zien huilen? Die mensen die stonden niet te janken omdat ze weggingen. Nee, omdat ze zo traag zijn als drikken, stront die marine. Ze hadden er al lang een week kunnen zitten met die vieze, smerige, gore baggerschuiten.
Dat is nou weer typisch een klacht die je niet verwacht.
Oh,
praten met Andy van de Flying Pickets. Ja, je moet even gaan graven in je geheugen. Maar eerst even deze, de nieuwe plaat van Emma Steinbacken.
Funny how a day can change. From open skies to pouring rain. From waking up and feeling so good. To never feeling anything. Now everything is black and white. Suddenly you're colorblind. You've really made up your mind. It's unfair. Cause I've compromised. Follow your dreams. I've sacrificed. Feel what you feel like. Giving you time. And now you do me like this. Just when I was getting used to love.
Is Radio Texel. Non-stop.
Hallo.
Hello, Andy. This is Peter, Dutch Radio.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm good. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about the Flying Pickets. All you've done in the history.
Okay, great.
The Winkelwagen Show Classics. Be my guest. Para, 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 para,
para, para, para. Down around the corner, half a mile from here. See that snow change on that I watch and disappear without love. Where would you be now? Without love. Thought I saw Miss Lucy.
Bill, 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 B
Wat is dit nou toch? Een formatie die allemaal a cappella songs ter wereld bracht. Een groep zonder gitaren, een groep zonder muzikanten, maar gewoon met stemmen. Dat waren de Flying Pickets uit Engeland. En iedereen had zoiets van, wauw, wat is dit? En nu, zoveel jaar later, zijn ze nog steeds aan de gang. Ze zijn nog steeds bezig. Dus tijd voor de Winkelwarenshow om eens te gaan kijken hoe het staat met de Flying Pickets. We gaan praten met Andy. Explain me, the group was formed by a theater group, and there was a production called The One Big Blow. An a cappella singing production, so that was the start?
Yeah, originally the five original guys from the Pickets, they were all actors, and they met when they did this show called One Big Blow, which was about a brass band. There's a whole tradition of brass music, particularly in the Midlands and the North, in mining areas in Britain. And that show was about that. And the special thing about that show was that the brass bands were not played by brass instruments. It was all a cappella. And the guys found that as they were touring around the different venues that they went to with the play, that they were sitting in the back of the tour van singing other stuff. You know, they were used to singing the brass stuff for the show, but they were singing their own kind of favorite songs and songs that they'd written themselves in the back of the van. And so when the show finished, they kind of thought, well, you know what, let's not stop doing this because it's good fun and people like it. So they went from strength to strength, and as gradually as people have left the band and have been replaced, the sound of the band has changed, but it still has that same kind of energy and spirit that the band first had 30 years ago. 30 years, wow.
Wow. So you went on a period through every pub in London to promote your a cappella style. Did they believe in the concept?
Well, it was very strange because there was no real tradition of singing like that or performing like that in Britain, not that way, because they were performing pop music. You know, you heard people singing a cappella in a church or something like that, but that's a kind of different thing, really. So people found it, I guess, surprising, different, amazing. They're all words that people used to use, because they'd never heard anything like that before. So there was a huge kind of novelty value that people could do this, and people weren't used to hearing it, and people liked it. So, you know, as long as people like it and they want to hear it, then people keep on doing it. It's a good thing.
And then the cover of Jesus Only You went directly to number one in England. It was the Christmas hit.
Yeah, Christmas number one in 1983 in Britain, and then I think it was released a little bit later in the rest of Europe, so it kind of went to number one a little bit later.
Winkelwagen Show.
Ba-da-da-da.
Because the band originally had its kind of origins in theatre, but it became more mainstream and more pop as it progressed, and that's sort of still where it is, really. It's still about pop music. It's still about that kind of rock and roll kind of energy that kind of makes people want to get up and move and have a good time. That's what it's about.
Yeah, you bring out 14 albums. The last one in 2010 was a special sort of Christmas album. Did you ever receive messages from the original artist? Wow, what are you doing with my version?
A couple of times in the past, yeah. We did a version of, what was it? It was a Peter Gabriel song a few years ago, Here Comes the Flood. We did that on an album called Every Day. And we got a message from Peter Gabriel when he heard it saying how much he liked it. So that was quite a big thing for us. We were very proud of that. And also we did a version recently of Mama Used to Say, which I think Junior Giscombe wrote sometime before, and I understand that he liked that version of that as well. So it's quite nice when you get you know, messages and people saying that they appreciate what you've done. Of course, that's not all we do. We also write our own stuff. So there's always, on every album we try and put some things on there that people won't have heard as well. So there's always a mixture of things that they're familiar with and things that they're not familiar with yet.
What brings the future for the Flying Pickets?
Well, we're doing a lot of recording, actually, at the moment. In fact, I'm sitting here in my studio right now doing some pre-production on three of those. We're recording now. For the next couple of months, we're doing lots and lots of recording for our new album, which is due out, I think, at the end of the summer or sometime in the autumn this year. We haven't got a name for that, actually. So if you can think of a name, or if somebody listening can think of a good name for our CD, then let us know, because we're looking for a name for that. And then we start touring. We're always kind of touring, really, but our next gigs aren't, at the moment, not planned until about the end of March, April, to give us time to do the recording. And then we'll be touring with the new songs that will be going on the new album. So we're looking forward to that. We can't wait, actually, because we, one or two of them we've had ready for a little while, but we wanted to do the Christmas songs from the Christmas album at Christmas time. So we had to wait until we can get a chance to do the new things. So we're looking forward to that.
Tiki D! Whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Black Betty had a child, bam-ba-lam. The dumb thing gone by, bam-ba-lam. She says a word out of mind, bam-ba-lam. The dumb thing gone blind, bam-ba-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. You know she gets me high, bam-ba-lam. You know that's no lie, bam-ba-lam. She's so rock-steady, bam-ba-lam. And she's always ready, bam-ba-lam. Said, whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Said, whoa, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. She's from Birmingham, bam-a-lam. Way down in Alabama, bam-a-lam. When she's shaking that thing, bam-a-lam. You know she makes me sing.
Whoa, whoa, Black Betty. Whoa, Black Betty. She really gets me high. And that's no lie. She's a rock steady. And she's always ready.
Whoa, 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 Black Betty,
bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty,
bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a child,
bam-a-lam.
That thing gone wild. She says I'm worried out of mind. That thing on blind.
Black Betty,
Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty,
Black Betty,
Black Betty,
Black Betty,
Black Betty, Black Betty,
Black
Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black Betty, Black.
Je neemt twee hits. Je neemt een koeler, je neemt een gestoorde DJ die ze door elkaar schudt.
Oh, nee!
Ja, lekker. We doen er wat extra alcohol bij, precies. En dan gaan we het serveren. Dit is de mijnsup van vandaag.
Zijn de classics.
Rainbow, when stormy days are gone, you chase away the gray and bring the sunshine on. Rainbow, you've got a kind of smile to turn away the blue and make this life of mine a little worthwhile. It's true, girl, you brighten up once again. Rainbow, don't go. If you go, I don't know what I'm gonna do now that I love you. Rainbow, don't go. If you go, I don't know what I'm gonna do now that I love you. Only colors of the rainbow ever let my sunshine through. Just look at it my way. You don't have to go because the rain won't stay. Rainbow, I'm waiting for your smile. Is there nothing I can say to change your mind and make you stay a while? It's true, girl, you brighten up the morning rain till the sun shines through, girl, once again. I love you. A rainbow, don't go. If you go, I don't know what I'm gonna do now that I love you. Only colors of the rainbow ever let my sunshine through. A rainbow, don't go. If you go, I don't know what I'm gonna do now that I love you. A rainbow, don't go. If you go, I don't know what.
Ja, u hebt er allemaal op zitten wachten. Hier zijn ze. De 10 seconden van...
Als u morgen mee wilt praten, kun je vandaag maar beter luisteren.
Radio Texel.
Hier is Robbie Abigail met Philip D. met de Gibson Brothers. En we stoppen hier met onze non-stop dance.
Speciale aanbieding in deze winkelwagenshow.
When you got feeling, you try to get high. You think you're going insane. Your hormones are crazy, really drives you mad. You feel it coming your way. Have a real good time. Have a real good time to the dance. Always been stomping, there's no way out. You're getting done by the sound. And you're fooled by the beat around. As you dance by, it really knocks yourself out. Have a real good time. Have a real good time to the non-stop game.
Winkelwarenshow gaan we je voorstellen aan een nieuw product. Maar eigenlijk is het geen nieuw product, want iedereen kent de plaat vanzelfsprekend. Hallo?
Hallo.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, well, I'm Elroy Spoonface Powell. I'm the director of Diverse Music Solutions. But I'm also the singer known as Kuchara. Part of the record with Mafra, Cap and Jody. We covered all around the world and we're getting a lot of support for it, which is great.
Why all around the world? Because it's a massive hit, everybody knows the song. It never covered before.
That's right. You know, I have to give you a bit of the story. I mean, myself, I had a number one record with another cover of Barry White, You See the Trouble With Me.
Oh yeah?
And this was great, yeah, with Black Legend.
Attentie, hier volgt een waarschuwing. Peter van Vlokhoven zet zijn muziek in de uitverkoop. Dit is de Winkelwagen Show.
1975, we brought you an album with a song.
Nice to get that energy going, you know, bring back that element of that strong male voice alongside this song that was a massive hit.
Did she know about this song?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I made sure that, yeah, absolutely, she loves it, her team loves it. We got in touch with the publishers at Universal and they've been very active, and we obviously had to get permission with regards to putting it together, because of course if we would like to license it, we would need to make sure the publishers are informed and happy. So they informed the writers, and Lisa heard it, and she's great with it.
Okay, is this project coming from England or coming from Italy?
It's a combination. Maffa and Cap are a team of composers from Italy. I am based in the UK, and Jordi and Cucciara are UK based.
The company that I run, Diverse Music Solutions, we create opportunities with songs through licensing, and then we use the profits to support community projects. So we give to charity, or we go into schools and run workshops. So we want the song to continue doing well, so that we can use the profits to create a tangible difference in our community.
Okay.
So it's not just about creating a cool record, it's about making music create a difference in the world.
How important is the social media to spread out those projects?
It's very important. I mean, if you look at the way things have gone in the industry, record sales are pretty much non-existent. Streaming, it's so hard for writers to get enough revenue from royalties. So it's really live performance and music publishing where
performers can really make money. Uh-huh. So we decided that what we would do is focus on the publishing, focus on getting songs into TV, film, video games, commercials, and then use that revenue to help our cause. Mm-hmm. So it's very much about making music mean something again. It's so disposable. People don't care anymore. People just snatch MP3s, download them for free, rip them off YouTube. And as composers, as producers, as creative people, we put so much effort into creating these things. We have to find unique ways of making sure that we can benefit. Huh. And I think.
And so it comes in my show, it goes to Spain, it goes to Holland, Belgium, Germany, and also the United States. So it's time.
It goes all around the world.
All around the world, that's true. So you can make a great idea and then you go all around the world. Do it.
Okay, this is Elroy Spoonface Powell, a.k.a. Spoonface, a.k.a. Cuchara. And we are having fun with All Around the World on the Winkle Waggle Show. Tune in, make sure you stay locked. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Things he didn't know, and I was oh so bad, and I don't think he's coming back. Mm-hmm. He gave the reason he should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was oh so mad, and I don't think he's coming back, coming back. Things he didn't know, and I was oh so bad, and I don't think he's coming back. Mm-hmm. He gave the reason he should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was oh so mad, and I don't think he's coming back, coming back.
Het laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek.
Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit.
Als u deze boodschap hoort, dan zegt dat genoeg. Deze boodschap had ook van uw bedrijf kunnen zijn. Meer weten? Even een mailtje naar reclame@radiotessel.nl.
Slijterij.